This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The sharing economy might be raising the hackles of several established industries, but when it comes to hospitality, here's something the hotel business has on Airbnb. When you show up to your room, the brand is everywhere. The matches at the bar, the lapel of the bathrobe, the sign out front. When you show up to a private home, you're not reminded of the brand that put you there. Tim Fitzsimmons reports on how Airbnb is trying to change that.
Here's what it sounds like when you rent a place on Airbnb.
Very simple. You have your living room, dining room, kitchen.
Bob Thorson is a 26-year-old Airbnb host in Washington, D.C. Guests browse Airbnb.com, find his listing, and for $130 a night, they have a one-bedroom apartment in one of the city's coolest neighborhoods. But once you're inside, there's nothing here to show this is an Airbnb rental. Andrew Shapiro, head of brand creative teams at Airbnb, says he recognized that disconnect.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people are traveling on Airbnb and staying in homes all over the world. And how do we actually share stories with those people who are on those travel adventures?
So this winter, Airbnb will publish its first issue of Pineapple, which will be sent to hosts and bookstores around the world. It will contain stories from three of its most popular cities, San Francisco, London, and Seoul. It's trying to address what other companies in the so-called sharing economy have faced when they make it big, moving their online success into real-world brand loyalty. Bjorn Hansen is a hospitality professor at NYU, and he says Pineapple can reinforce the idea behind the brand.
It kind of expresses how Airbnb can fit into the greater travel landscape, and that's part of the issue. People have some sense of Airbnb in general, but maybe not really how it fits in.
The area where Airbnb and its hosts haven't figured out how they fit in is with the law. New York's attorney general has set his sights on the company, which he says enables hosts to violate zoning and hotel laws. In fact, it was hard to find an Airbnb host willing to be interviewed. They said they worry about breaking the law, breaking their lease, their condo board rules, or just about irritating their neighbors. Thorson owns his place, so he's okay. But some of his fellow host friends are renters. I asked him what they do.
They try to skirt it. They just hope that they don't get found out.
So guests will soon be able to flip through Pineapple to plan their next travel adventure, even if their hosts would prefer that nobody find out that they're there. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.